Loimar she'eino oived kol hayom. No, the Buddhist argument on the Tanakama that even though midiraisa, you're true, a kohen gadol is allowed to do the avodah, but midirabbanan the Reb Yehuda says we don't let the kohen gadol do the avodah. Loimar she'eino oived kol hayom. We don't let the kohen gadol do the avodah because the man is an oini. Why? Gzeira shema yoichel. We're afraid gzeira maybe you come to eat. As usually when a kohen does the avodah, he's allowed to eat from the korban. So if we tell a kohen gadol, when you're an oini now, you're allowed to do the avodah, we'll be afraid maybe he'll eat from the korban, and that is not allowed to. Before we said a kohen gadol could only do the avodah, but not to eat. So Rashi says, Loimar she'eino oived kol hayom, ad halayla, until the night time the kohen gadol can't do the avodah. Avo balayla, when it comes nighttime, in bo lahakter chalovim v'yemurim yakter. When it comes nighttime in echnami, then we'll let him bring the korban. Then he could do it. Why can't he do it in the daytime? The pasuk says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's gzeira. Gzeira shema yoichel. Kol hayom osa b'achilus kodeshim min ha-Torah. The midiraisa and oinin is not allowed to eat kodeshim. So that's the gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's gzeira. We're afraid maybe you'll eat the kodeshim. Avo banina salayla, when it comes at nighttime already, that mishanikvara meis b'yoyim, if they buried the meis in the daytime, ain't a medivrei Torah. That's not midiraisa anymore, that aninas. Elam adivrei soifim, it's only midirabonin that he can't eat kachim there. Vacha shemila lebiyudu v'masechtes vachim. Vacha gam yudu kol hayoyim hu baninas v'lo yiyakrif. That's the Yehuda Shita. That since at the whole daytime, if the Kohen Gadol eats from the korban, he's over in Avera Midiraisa, therefore we make a Gzeira to say he should not do the Avodah today either. A Gzeira shouldn't come to eat it. That's what the Yehuda is saying. It's being more Machmer. For the Gemara, Oma le Ravada Marava, le Ravo, Omigaz Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Yechol, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda makes a Gzeira to say that a Kohen Gadol should not do the Avodah when he's anointing, because we're afraid maybe come to eat it? The Yotanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, Af Isha Cheres Maskin and Loi, on Yom Kippur Gufa, we prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol. Why? Shema Thomas Ishtoi, maybe his first wife will die. Yeah. Now, and therefore what? He'll do the Avodah without a wife. Therefore, we prepare a second wife. But our core part of the kasher is now, V'imai se'ishtoi, but smashma clearly from the Mishnah. On the tzad, his first wife dies, Oved Avodah. He is allowed to do the Avodah. Just that we prepared for him a second wife before Yom Kippur, like we learned the whole sugya. So as soon as his first wife dies, he has a second wife on hand. So mainly he's allowed to do the Avodah. But I call upon him, he's an oinin though. His first wife died on Yom Kippur. He died in the daytime. And still the Mishnah says clearly, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah today. So you see clearly, for like God's Rabbi Yehuda. You see, Rabbi Yehuda does not make this gezeira, Shema Yechel, to be afraid. Maybe if a Kohen Gadol, when he's an oinin, when one of his mishpacha died, if you can let him do the Avodah, we should be afraid, maybe come to eat it. And now Mishnah says not like that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, even on the side his first wife dies, so what? We have a second wife prepared for him. Let him do the avodah today. I may become teet. No, he knows the law. He won't come teet. So you see, if you told you don't make a gzeira. So Gemara answers poshut. Everybody should answer the teretz. The poshut teretz. Omale, hachi yashto. What kind of tsushto? What kind of kasher is this? Hosam in our Mishnah. We're talking about what? We're talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, does anybody eat Yom Kippur? Nobody eats in Yom Kippur. So why there is no gzeira the Kohen Gadol will come to eat on Yom Kippur? Hey, Sosim Kivun, Yom HaKippurim, we're talking now, Mishnah, about on Yom Kippur. The Kuliyal, Maloi Koachli, nobody eats on Yom Kippur. Is Melehu Namali Yosla Mechel. So why there we're not afraid the Kohen Gadol will come to eat? Therefore, the Kohen Gadol, even though his wife died now on Yom Kippur, so he's talking about anointing, since Midiraisa, Kohen Gadol, anointing is allowed to do the Avodah, Avadah on Yom Kippur, we let the Kohen Gadol do the Avodah. Rabbi Yehuda says as a gzeira not to do the Avodah, maybe you come to eat. That's the rest of the year. When people eat, we're afraid maybe the Kohen will come to eat. But on Yom Kippur, that nobody eats, we're not afraid the Kohen Gadol will come to eat. So now there's no kasha. Avadah, that's from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is such a gzeira that a Kohen Gadol, that's an oinin, he shouldn't do the Avodah the whole year because maybe you come to eat. But on Yom Kippur, we don't make such a gzeira. But the whole year that everybody could eat, then we're afraid if the Kohen Gadol lives in Einin, does the Avodah, may you come to eat. For the Gemara, Akasha, right, what was your having to ask the question even? Like, what was your kasha? Our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that let's be afraid maybe his first wife will die. and then he could do the avoid with the second wife. So if Mashpev, his first wife, dies, he's an oinin. So that was the kasha, how could he do the work? He's an oinin. For the Gemara, after the whole sugi we learned before, on the tzaddah's first wife dies, is he an oinin? No. We had before, on the tzaddah's first wife dies, he gave her get. The get is how before Yom Kippur. So she's not his wife. So she dies in Yom Kippur, it's not his wife that died. He's not an oinin. For the Gemara, v'chi agavna michal le'aninas, is the chal the isra aninas altogether. For megarsha. We sat by the whole kimt in the Mishnah before. That how are we talking about? That you gave the first wife a get also. Then it's sad she dies. You get the tonight was al manas that I go into Beit Knesset. So when his first wife dies, the kohen goes into the Beit Knesset, and then she's megareshes from when? From yesterday. So if you when she dies today, she's not his wife. He's the hazal din aninus. So the cloud, what was the husband that he had to together? And for the Gemara, nehi di aninus loichayel true. Since he gave his wife a get yesterday, she's not his wife. Now that she dies today, there's no dinaninus. But a true day milay mitrit. But our kopon of the kohen gadol still feels bad. He's still torrid. So Rashi learns, like he still has problems, it still bothers him. Like he didn't give his wife a get because they had a fight. We're talking about now, why did he give his wife a get? Because she died. So Lamais say, even though true she died, so the get is chal from yesterday, but our kopon of it still bothers the kohen gadol. So Rashi says, milay mitrit. Simcha. When a kohen could eat kodshim, a korban, it's only when he's happy. Ugdula, he has to be in a proud mood. The pasuk says, locho nasatim lomoshcha, kederach shamalochim oichlim. You could only eat kodshim from a korban when you're eating it with her happy, with her proud, a choshev achila. Mashenkin, when a person has a lot of tzoris, he's not allowed to eat kodshim. So that was the Gemara's Havamina, that since the Kohen Gadol's wife died, true, he has no din aninos, because the get was chal yesterday, but still the Kohen Gadol, for sure, feels bad about it. But since he's in a bad mood, he's not allowed to eat today. So, Lechur, why don't you have a gzera to say, he can't do the avoida today, because we should be afraid, maybe if he does the avoida, he'll come to you also. And that's the Gemara answers, Poshe, there's no kasha. We're talking about Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's no gzera, you come to eat. On Yom Kippur, everybody knows, since you don't eat, nobody eats on Yom Kippur, Havadim, we're not afraid, maybe the Kohen Gadol will eat on Yom Kippur. That's the way Rashi learns, that if you feel bad, you're not allowed to eat kochim. Tosis here, the Ritva and the Tosis Shurim, they argue, they say no. Havad, this time a person has problems, has sorrows, he's still allowed to eat kochim. There's no halachas time, if you have problems, sorrows on your mind, you can't eat kochim. See, so he learned the pshat like this. The Gemara is just saying a svarim, that if he would have been torrid, so Melo, that was pshat the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara is, according to Abiyud, you should make a gzeirah, that since when his wife dies, true, she's not his wife, because the get was chal yesterday, but our koponim is going to feel very bad, he's going to be torrid, he'll be famished. So we'll be famished, we should be afraid, maybe he'll forget the halachas, and he'll come to eat from the korban. That was the Gemara's kasha. Just like Abiyud says a regular kohen gadol, when he's an oinin, since he's not allowed to eat the meat, we make a gzeirah, he can't do the avoidom, so if a kohen gadol, like in this case, when the first wife dies, even though the get was chal, he's not a real oinin, but still the hakasha was, we should still be afraid. Maybe he'll be so bothered, or bother him so much, he'll forget the lochis, and he'll think he's allowed to eat. So that was the Gemara's Havamina. That the Gemara's Gemara's Terrence? No. That a koponim, since today is Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, nobody forgets. Everybody knows that Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. So that's the maskana. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, a regular kohen gadol throughout the year, when he becomes an oinin, midirabonin, he's not allowed to do the avoida. Because it's the gzera, maybe you come to eat. Why in our Mishnah do we let the Kohen Gadol do the Avoida? Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur were not afraid to come to eat, because nobody eats on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah. Kol Shiva Sayomim. All these 7 days before Yom Kippur, that we said there's a mitzvah hafrosha, we have to separate the Kohen Gadol, bring him into Lishkas Parhadrin, who Zerek is Adam. All these 7 days before Yom Kippur, we let him bring the Korban Atomid in the Boiker, in the Erev. He makes his Rikas Adam. He collects the dam of that Korban Atomid, and he makes his Rikas Adam. He also brings the Keteris all these 7 days. He also fixes up the menorah. Later he's makriv, he brings the pieces, the head, the feet, and some say what then the rest of the korban oilo. He's the tomet shoshachar, he also brings up all the pieces of meat and puts it on top of the mizbeach. Like he does the avoida these 7 days to get him used to doing the avoida, then when it's going to come Yom Kippur, he'll be rogling doing the avoida. V'shar kol ha'yomim, mashenkin, the rest of the year, not these 7 days, then it depends. A kohen gadol, imrotza lahakriv makriv. Whenever the kohen gadol wants to, he has the right to come into the Beis HaMikdash and bring the korban. Shar kohen gadol makriv chelek b'roish. Whenever the kohen gadol comes in and wants to bring makriv, bring the korban, he has the right to bring it. He also wanted to divide up the meat. Who to give it to? He also was the first one to get his chelik. Even though all the other kahanim, they were bought the others. There were special days when you had a right to come in to do the avodah. You couldn't stop coming and say, I want to bring korban today. There was a base av. There was special kahanim for each day. Now Shenkin, the Kohen Gadol, he has the right anytime he wants to. Throughout the year, he could come in and say, I want to do the avodah today. But he's not mechuyev to. Only these 7 days before Yom Kippur, here every day, he was the one that did the avodah. So Rashi, who's Zerik Yes Adam? Shel Temidim. Meisters, both of them, the Tomet Shoshach and the Tomet Shoven Abayim, Kedei Shiei Rogul U'mezumim B'Avoyda Shem Kippurim. Kedei that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will be Rogul, will be used to doing the Avoyda. U'meite V'Saneris, what does that mean? Medashim in offer, he takes off the ashes off the wicks, Hapsilois, Shekovu, from the wicks that went out, V'chein Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim. This Avoyda was done every single day. Metiva, they used to fix it up, Baboykir, every morning. Shenema, Baboykir, Baboykir, Metivoi, Esaneris. For Chol Yom, more than every day, Makpir and Keteris. For Hechel, he would also burn the Keteris and the Hechel inside the Kachim. Fras B'Shachras, half was done in the morning. Ufras Bein Abayim. B'Shach Kol Yom, the rest of the year, Imrotza, Lehetev Ulahakriv, as called Korban Sheyirtza Makriv. If he wants to fix the menorah, if he wants to bring any Korban he wants to, he's allowed to. V'yena Mishma Yochel Akav HaYodai. And the Mishma, those Kohanim that are supposed to do the Avodah today, they can't stop a Kohen Gadol from coming. Anytime he wants, he can come in. O Makrev Chelek Rosh. Rosh Ulahaktir, he's the first one to be makted, to put the piece of meat on the Mizbeach. Ulahakrev Kol Chelek Shivcher. Any part that he wants to, he has the right to say, I want to take this piece of meat up to the Mizbeach to burn it. He has the right to do it. V'noitu Chelek, V'chalukas Achilut Kochim. Later, when you have that Korban Chatis, that there are parts of the meat that go to the Kohanim, that there's a chluka, how to give it off, who gets the first portion? The Kohen Gadol gets the first portion. For Rosh, Mizmona Yofa Shiv Chaloi, he gets the nicest portion also. That's the cover we have to give to the Kohen Gadol. Tomorrow says, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Omer Rav Chizda, the Loik Rebbe Kiva. I tell you, our Mishnah cannot go according to Rebbe Kiva. But our Mishnah says, all these 7 days, when he's in the Lishchas Mahadrin, he does the Avodas Hayom. Now the kasha is going to be, Rebbe Kiva Shita is, that when you mazda the Mechatas on somebody, if that person is Tomei, then the Mechatas is Metaya that person. Let's say that person is Torah though. He doesn't really need the Mechatas. Midrabonah, that person becomes Tomei. That's the Lacham. If you take this Mechatas, the water from the ashes of the Paraduma, the Mechatas, and you sprinkle it on somebody that's Torah, he becomes Tomei Midrabonah. The kasher is, now we learned before that all these 7 days of the Prisha were mazer on the Kohen Gadol. We sprinkle from the water the Mechatas on the Kohen Gadol. Now according to Rabbi Kiva, if you mazer the Mechatas on the Kohen Gadol, since the Maisa he's Tor, it's only Minasofik, maybe he's Tomei, but really, as far as we know, he's Tor. So it comes out when you put the Mechatas on him, he becomes Tomei. So if he becomes Tomei, how does our Mishnah say that all the 7 days he does the Avodah? If he's Tomei, he can't do the Avodah. So our Mishnah does not go according to Rebbe Kiva. That's what we're saying now. Man Tan Amar Rav Chizda like Rebbe Kiva. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rebbe Kiva. Why? The Rebbe Kiva, if the Mishnah comes out according to Rebbe Kiva, Ha'omar, Rebbe Kiva sounds like this. Tor, a person that's Tor, Shenof lo olov, Hazor, if the Hazor means the water from the Semechatis falls upon you, Tamosoi, it's Matami you. So now, Hechi Avod Avodam, how could the Kohen Gadol do the Avodah all these 7 days before Yom Kippur, when we separate him, to put him into the Lishkas Parhadrin? Since we learned before, we're Mazaron, the Kohen Gadol, every day, Avodah becomes Tomei. The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'hiza Hator ala Tomei. If somebody really was a Tomei mace, so then V'hiza Hator, a Torah-dika person, takes the Mechatis and sprinkles it on the person that's Tomei. And that person then becomes Torah. So it's a diuk. Al ha tomei tor. If you sprinkle the mechatas on a person that's tomei, then it becomes tor. Aba vi al ha tor tomei. Divrei Rebbe Kiva. That's Rebbe Kiva's drasha. Now the pasuk says an extra word, al ha tomei. It just should have said, he's the ha tor. That's all. Why does it say al ha tomei? Pshita goes al ha tomei. So the word al ha tomei is extra to teach us. Rebbe Kiva says, who becomes tor from the mechatas only if you were tomei? But if you were Torah before, then just the opposite. Then you become Tomei. That's Rebbe Kiva Shita. This is the kasha now. Since all these 7 days, we're mazer the mechatas on the kohen gadol. And since, as far as we know, really he's tor, so now when the mechatas goes on him, he becomes tummy. So how could our Mishnah say he does the avoida all 7 days? He's tummy, he can't do the avoida. So Rashi, hechi yavad avoida, he's called shiva all these 7 days. Harei mazen olav. We learned before that we're mazer. We sprinkle the mechatas on the kohen gadol every day of these 7 days. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the din is alatome tor. The alator tome. Im he's the alatome nase tor. True, if you sprinkle the mechatas on a person that's tome meis, now this mechatas makes him tor. But if he's the alator, let's say you sprinkle it on a person that's already tor from before, the din is nase tome. He becomes tome. Could be the din derives, according to Rabbi Kiva. The yalaf taimo. Mevi'al hatame yisera can force to come on. It's an extra word here. Vizera tor al hatame. Pshita, like you have to sprinkle the mechatis on the tomatic person. Why does the pasuk say al hatame? So that's the Mekiva's drasha. That only a person that's tome becomes tor. But the opposite way, if you are tor, you become tome now. That's the Mekiva's drasha. So the Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim Maimrim, Ein advarim halalu amurim. That's not the drush for this pasuk. Ella, the pasuk is not talking about this drasha. Ella, what is the pasuk talking about? The dvorim hamakablim tumah is telling us what is called hazor. Hazor is called if you sprinkle the mechatis on somebody that was makabel tumah. Mashenkin, if he was not makabel tumah, there's no din hazor, like we'll soon see. Mahi, what does this mean? Kiritzanan, like we learned the Mishnah in Pura. The Mishnah in Pura says like this: Nizkav in lahazis alabema. Let's say the koyin took his azor, he took this hops. His grass, and he put it into the mechatis, and he had kavodah now to sprinkle it on a behema. V'hizer al adam, but lemaiser didn't sprinkle it on a behema. A behema, a live behema, is not makabel tumah. There's no din hazor on a live behema. So according to his machshava, it was a bad machshava. But lemaiser sprinkled it on a person that was tummy. So lochar is it's called a good hazor now. Im yesh b'yezoiv, if there's some mechatis left over in the haps and his grass. You still have some mechatis left over. In other words, you took this grass, you dipped it into the jar of mechatis, you sprinkle it on the adam, and there's still some left over here. Lamaisa, what's left over is still kosher, and you can use it to sprinkle on a second person. Because since matchila you sprinkle it on an adam, on a person that was makabel tumah, that's called a good hazor. Since it's called a good hazor, the leftover, the shiraim of the water inside the grass, is still good. Yeshna, you can use it a second time. What about Fakert? True, at the beginning you dipped in your grass, your ezoiv, into the water, you had kavod to sprinkle on a person. But the hezer ala behema. At the end it came out, you didn't put it on a man, but you put it on a behema. And a behema is no din hazor to a behema. Behema is not makabel tumah. Then the lachar is, that's a postla hazor. And therefore we say the shirayin, the leftover water, mechatis in the ezoiv, is possible to use. Is im yesh b'yezoiv, if there's still some mechatas left over in the yezoiv, lo yishna, you can't use it a second time. You're not allowed to use it, that's possible. That's the way the Rabbanan dashen from this posik. Let's see Rashi. The Chachamim Maimrim, al hatom elad rosha osa leimar, shein divrei hazor amurim elad bedvor mamakavum tumah. When is it considered a maisa hazor, only if you sprinkle the mechatas on somebody that's makabel tumah? Avu b'dvarim shein mekablim tuma, like an animal. Close man, an animal is alive. He's not mekabel no tuma. The din is ein hazor hanitenas aleim kri hazor. If you sprinkle the mechatis on them, it's not called hazor at all. V'nafkamina is nafkamina now. Shashirayim sheyesh b'yezoiv shirei psulihein v'en lachshirim lazois. The leftover hazor and these ezovs you can't use anymore. It's a post hazor, you can't use it anymore. That's the way the rabbanan dashin from this posik. K'danam l'skavim. All right, that's what we learned. Now, my time with Rabbi Kiva. What's the time of Rabbi Kiva that he dashes from this posik? To tell us that if the person is tomei, then the mechatas is mitar you. But if you are tor, the mechatas that goes on you makes you tomei. What's the time of Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva says, Nichta Rachmon, the posik just should have said, Vehizer hator olov, that a tordika person takes the mechatas and sprinkles it on him. Like Pshita, the person is a tomatic person. Hey, Smayala Tome. Why did the Pasuk have to say, sprinkle it on the tomatic person? It just should have said, Olav on him. Pshita, we're talking about the person that's tummy. No, Shmamin, if Mir Tsaraya, Ala Tome Tor. If you sprinkle the Mechatis on a person that's tummy, true, he becomes Tor from the Mechatis. of a viala tor, let's say you take the mechatis and sprinkle it on somebody that's really tor, the din is tummy, he becomes tummy. That's a mikiva shita. So this is the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah doesn't come out. Because the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol does the avoid all 7 days. The question is, since we sprinkle the mechatas on him, he becomes tamei, so he can't do the avoid. We'll soon see what the teretz is. Vait of Rabbonin. For the more of Rabbonin, what do they do with this postek? V'izzer ator la-tamei. Ha'ilid dvor ma'mekablam tu mudiyosa. It's common to teach us halachis of what hazor is called hazor. If you have make the azor on a person that's tamei, that's called a ma'is azor. Then we said the shirayim left over in the azor, you can use a second time. But if you have kavanah to sprinkle on the behema, that's not makabel tum, and you sprinkle it on the behema, then the azor is not called the good azor. The leftover water in the azor is possible. You can't use it. That's the rabbanon's drasha. Aval hocho. But here they argue on the Bekiva. You can't say you're Joshua of Bekiva. They say Kalvachaimu. It's the Kalvachaimu, just the opposite of what you're saying. Maduch like, Imalatome Tor, Maduch, if you put this Mechatas on a person that's Tomei, he becomes Tor, Alator, the Koshchein. For sure, if you put the Mechatas on somebody that's Tor, for sure remain Tor. Like, how could you say what you're saying, the Bekiva? You're saying a Madnazach. If you put it on a Tomei, a person that becomes Tor. But if you put it on a Tor, a person that becomes Tomei. How could that be? He's Maduch on a Tomei, a person that makes him Tor, for sure, if you put the Mechatas on somebody that's Tor, for sure he'll remain Tor. So how could you, Bekiva Dashnas, know? Rabbi Kiva answers like an echnami, taka right, but that's the chuk of paraduma. Hainu dekama shloimai. This is what Shloimai Melech said. Or mati echmako, vehi rechaikim imeni. I thought I was smart, and I see I'm very far from it. Now Shloimai thought he knew the reasoning for all the mitzvahs. When it came to the mitzvah of paraduma, he didn't know, he taka didn't know what the reason. Does he had this kasha gufo? The paraduma, the chuk, that's what shver. How could it be the mechatis? If you put it on the person that's Tomei, it's Matahim. If you put the same Mechatas on a person that's Tor, he becomes Tomei. How could that be? Erechnami. Yochavachim is the same Kasha, Shleim Melechan, and that's part of the Chukah, the Paraduma. That's where Rabbi Kiva learns. For the more of Rabbonin, but what do Rabbonin do with this? Like Rabbonin say no. It's the Kavachoyim, you're wrong, Rabbi Kiva. I, Shleim HaMelech, said he had something Shver by the Paraduma. So how did Rabbonin learn what was Shver to Shleim HaMelech about the Paraduma? Hahu, you know what that was Shver to this din. Lemaze u lemaze no lov, Tor. The halacha is like this. The Kohen that takes the Mechatis and sprinkles it on the person, so the person is Tor, and the Kohen that sprinkles it is also Tor. That's the halacha. That's the din. If somebody stamp touches the mechatas, he becomes tamei. So that one was shver the paraduma. That one was shver to Shleim HaMelech. How could that be? This mechatas itself, if you sprinkle it on people that are tamei, they become tor. And if you go and touch the mechatas, you become tamei. That was shver to him. But here do we say if we sprinkle on a person's Torah, we don't make him Tomei, that Rabbanan don't hold from. The Rabbanan say even if you take the Mechatas and sprinkle on a person, by sprinkling on somebody, you can't make him Tomei. Rabbi Kiva says no, even the stam being Mazur on a person in the store, the Mechatas makes you Tomei. Rabbanan hu l'mazze u l'mazna lov Tor. V'nagei abehen Tomei. For the Gemara, is that true? Umaze Tor is the Koyin that sprinkles the Mechatas on the Tomdika person. Is he still Tor? I've walked still, the Posek says, Umaze Mehanido Yechavis Begodav. The Posek says clearly that the Koyin that sprinkles the Mechatas, he becomes Tomei. And he has to wash himself and his Begodim. Even the clothing is wearing becomes Tomei. That's what the offer of the Posek. Umaze Mehanido, whoever sprinkles the Mehanido means the Mechatas here. If you sprinkle this water that's made from the ashes of the Paraduma, it says clearly, Yechavis Begodav. So you see clearly the Mazda is Tomei. And the Gemara, my Mazda, what does the Pasuk mean by Mazda? It means Nageya. It doesn't mean merely the current that sprinkles it. It means rather the current that's touching the Mechatis. For the Gemara, Voksiv Mazda, Voksiv Nageya. No, the Torah says both. The Torah says Mazda and Nageya. So you see, the Mazda doesn't mean the person that's touching it. V'yoid, Mazda boy kibus Begodim. Somebody that's mazeh has to even wash his begodim, even if the begodim that he's wearing at that time becomes tummy. Mashenke negeya, if you stam touch it, loy boy kibbutz begodim. So you see clearly there's a difference between the mazeh and the negeya. So you see clearly the mazeh is also tummy. So how could you say the mazeh is tor? Elo, my mazeh, what is mazeh? When the Torah says mazeh, means noisa. It means if you carry it, enechnami. If you carry it, then you're even tummy your begodim you're wearing. If you just touch it, then you're only tummy, not your begodim. For the Gemara of Nichter Rachmona Noisei, or Bezoi, if the pasuk when it says Umazem Mehanida, the one that sprinkles the man Mida, doesn't mean sprinkling it. It means if you carry it. So why did the Torah say a lashon of Mazer? Why didn't it say the lashon Noisei? His my time exiv Mazer. The more Hokem Ashlan, the Bina and Shir Hazor. That we say if you are nice, if you carry the mechatas, you become tamei. It's only if you carry a shear that's roy to be used b'shas yamazu on a tamedik person. But the marhonich lemandi yamazot zurich a shear. That's good if you hold there's such a shear. There's an amount. How much of the mechatas you have to have in the kli when you make the hazor? Or how much mechatas you need to sprinkle on the tamei? Then it's good. That much shear you need to carry it to be metami yourself. Elo lemandi yamazor. Ain't zurich a shear, but there's a mandioma that says no. When you take the mechatas and sprinkle on the tummy, no matter how little of the mechatas got on the tummy, it becomes tor. There's no amount how much of the mechatas has to be there. So the ma'ikla meimer, how could you tell me now that the person that carries the mechatas, he becomes tummy only if he carries the shear? There's no shear, there's no amount how much you have to have. Even the smallest amount is matar the person. And the Gemara, yeah, afil l'man d'yama hazo ein tzurich hashir. Even if you hold, you don't have to have a shear in amount of how much shemei chatis has to go upon the talmudic person. Abahani merely when as they said agav d'gavram, because how much water has to go on the person, even the smallest amount is matar the person. Avu b'mona. How much mechatas has to be in this kli? When you start out with the kli, you have to have this kli, and then you have the azov, and you dip it into the mechatas, and then you sprinkle it. How much water had to be in the kli? That is a shear. Abubamona tzricha shear. That everybody holds. The Tanan. Kama yehei behen. V'yekdei hazor. How much mechatas has to be in the kli? And then we say you could dip the azov in to make the mais hazor. Kedei sheyitvol roshe gvulim. In order that the heads of the gvulim, of the azov, could go inside it. That's the shear. V'yazit.